Hey everyone, welcome to Strong Mind, Strong Body. I'm your host, Angie Miller. And today we are going to talk about how you can stop settling and start achieving. And you know what? I did not come up with that. My friend Carrie did. My friend Carrie Schwer. She has been on my show before. She is an executive lifestyle coach, and she is also the creator and founder of Gray Tonic. So Carrie just hosted a summit called Stop Settling and Start Achieving. And I was one of the summit speakers. So I asked Carrie, I was like, let's get on and let's talk about those presentations and what all the experts had to say about how do you stop settling? How do you go into 2024 and be like, this is my year. I am ready to have whatever it is that I most want. So Carrie, I'm going to have you introduce yourself and just come in and say hello for a minute.
Hello, Angie. Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm so glad to be back, and I'm excited to talk to you about the subject today because wow, there's a lot of hurting people out there in the world right now. And if you're like many people, we get to the end of the year and we're looking at the new year going, okay, I know this coming year is going to be the one that I'm going to make those changes. And yet there's this same old story that's repeating inside your head. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Some of those themes that we see when people are about to make a significant change in their life.
Ah, I like that because you're right. It's those stories. They're not always true, but my gosh, we've got them embedded in our brain. And there's a lot of resistance there because it's like, well, this goes against the story I tell myself. And, you know, I was just at a conference and it's funny because I work as a therapist, but here's the truth. Okay. Don't tell anybody. Promise you won't tell anybody, Carrie, but I know that I struggle with negative internal dialogue. I know that I do. And I don't like that because I teach other people to correct their internal dialogue. And so one of the things that I think makes us settle and gets in the way of achievement is that negative internal dialogue. And I feel like that's what you're going to tap into. So let's do this. I was one of your summit speakers. You had other summit speakers. Yes. You want to just go through and tell us who's speaking at this? Because it's free to everyone, right?
Yes. And it's not too late to jump in. So we got everyone from a world record holder, Jen Drummond, who was the first female woman or the first woman to summit all second summits in 7 continents. And by the way, she's a mom of 7. We have Teresa Byrne, who talks so much about procrastination and the inner bully, that inner critic that we have inside our head, but it's different from inner critic. She specifically talks about the inner bully. We have, oh my gosh, George Bryant, who really gives it to you straight. I mean, there was some heavy hitters on this summit, you being one of them, Angie. Matter of fact, I love, love, love our interview together, and it's not too late to jump in. And Angie, yours is coming up in a couple of days, so still not too late. But there was a lot of value dropped on this, and I will tell you that it is something for everyone there. And, you know, again, this goes back to if you're a leader, if you're watching this, whether you have your own business or you're wanting to start your own business, or you are just a parent, not just, but a parent or somebody in that space, there is something for you. Because we all battle inside of our heads all these sorts of self-doubts and imposter syndrome and the confidence. And guess who our own worst enemy is?
Ourselves.
Yeah, ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. So Carrie, let's do this. Let's just say that whoever's listening, some of them are not going to be able to join the summit. That's totally fair. Let's bring the summit to them for a minute, and then let's hope that we'll inspire them to join the summit. But you mentioned 2 things. You mentioned procrastination and inner bully. And what I want to know is, first of all, I'll tell you this. This is my goal for our episode today. My goal is that you give me the best of segments of what you learned from the speakers about how to stop settling and start achieving. I want the soundbite version that Carrie heard from every speaker she interviewed. And I want to start with the gal who talked about procrastination and inner bullying, because I call it negative internal dialogue. But you know what? I'm a bully to myself. For as wonderful as I am to other people, and as much as I want to promote other people, oh my goodness, I'm a bully to myself. And I don't like that. So tell me about that.
Well, it was interesting. And that was Teresa Byrne. She really honed in about that. There's a difference between inner bully and inner critic. Number one, the inner bully is the one who's saying to you, you know, making those kind of snide remarks versus you're so stupid. That's more of our inner critic, which I didn't really know that there was this difference. So it's very interesting. And the one thing that I took away and I have done myself is I've named that inner bully. I've given it a name. And when we do this, when we are allowing ourselves to name that inner critic, that inner voice, that self-sabotaging voice that is inside of our heads, when we name it, it no longer has power. And the best way we can do that is to say, you know what? We're never going to get rid of it. It's always going to be there with us. But if we can say, get in the passenger seat, or better yet, get in the back seat, you can ride with me, but you're not going to be in control. And I see you, right? And you give it a name. For me, mine is Stacy. And I'm sorry if your name is Stacy. There's a reason why I named her Stacy. But when Stacy starts acting up, I'm like, Stacy, not today, girl. I got this. You can be here, but you're not in control. So by just naming it and calling it out and having the awareness that there it is again, there's those same patterns. It starts to lose its strength on us. So it starts to loosen up those chains that want to keep us inside of our head. So that would be one of the biggest things.
Okay, well, we're going to have to pause because I've got like five names going through my head here, okay? This is going to be my most fun. In fact, my sister just called me right before we filmed and she's like, will you call me back? So I'm going to call her back and be like, hey, Vicky, what should I name my inner bully? And then we're going to come up with somebody that, you know, I didn't like or didn't serve me very well growing up. And I'm going to just name them my inner bully. So I like that. Okay. So now I got a couple of good tips from one of your speakers. Give me another tip on somebody who really stood out to you that was like, oh, that's a great way to start achieving.
The one other thing was when we resist something, it only persists. So resistance is persistence. And this is the other thing. When we try to ignore it, when we try to outrun some of those self-sabotaging thoughts that we have, it only persists more. And this is the same thing, same kind of line with a reticular activating system inside of our brain and the prefrontal cortex of our brain. You know, we're always seeking what we want to see. And sometimes when we get caught up and things aren't working, right? It's not working. Guess what? More things don't work because that's all we can see is how things are not working. So we need to be careful on what it is that we're actually seeking. So if we are trying to resist something over and over again, our brain is being tricked and saying, well, I keep thinking I'm resisting it and it's hard, but yet it's still there. So I think that's a really good point is start being aware and instead of trying to push it away, welcome it and put some eyes on it, and therefore it'll start to lose control. And this goes back again to the procrastination, even that, you know, I'm so dumb, I can't get this figured out, I'm too lazy. All these inner thoughts that we have in self-dialogue can really be damaging to us. And when we start looking for things that are working and things that we are good at, we get more of it.
Okay. Well, I wrote that down. Resistance is persistence. So I got to tell you, here's how I describe it. Suppression speaks the loudest because I tell my clients all the time, whatever it is that you try to suppress, that's what speaks the loudest. It's like trying to put a lid on a boiling pot. When I taught sports psychology to college students, it's like, whatever you tell yourself not to think about is what you're thinking about because you're telling yourself not to think about it. So it's like saying, don't think about eating sugar today, Angie. Okay. Don't think about it. Are you thinking about eating sugar, Angie? Are you thinking about it? And then I'm like, oh my gosh, stop thinking about sugar, but I'm thinking about sugar. So suppression doesn't work. It's kind of like saying, hey, you know what? I'm noticing myself thinking about sugar right now. What if I just go have a taste of sugar so that I can stop thinking about not thinking about it?
Mm-hmm, for sure. So,
which is what I did a few minutes ago, by the way.
That's awesome. Good for you. And you know, habits is one of those things too, where people can't get out of their own way. And for me, you know, I talk so much about gray area drinking, for example, which is a huge problem for a lot of people. It's estimated about 50% of those that consume alcohol may be in this gray area of drinking. And when we look at alcohol, for example, or insert your habit, right? It could be with sugar, it could be with, you know, overeating at times. It doesn't have to be sugar. It could be whatever's going on for you habit-wise. When we start to get in that mindset of it's so hard not to do it, and we keep telling ourselves that it's so hard, I can't do it, it's so hard. What we're actually doing is we are setting ourselves up for it to be hard, right? Yeah. So we have to change the paradigm with that. But the first thing that I want to share with this, and a lot of the speakers talked about this, this is something I talk about as well, in very much detail, is to put on the new identity. When we put on a new identity, then what we're saying is we're declaring for ourselves this new way of being. And this is different of just wanting or desiring. We have to be able to climb into that new person. And you are, again, you're, it's almost like you're climbing into a new suit body every single day. When you say, like, you know, for example, for me with drinking, I'm a non-drinker. Well, to be a non-drinker, what does a non-drinker do? Because our actions need to follow what our identity is. If you're somebody who's an avid workout person, right? You work out, you exercise, that's me, by the way, then I know that my behaviors need to follow that. That means I don't miss workouts. That means I have my clothes ready to go to work out with my trainer, for example. They're by my bed. The habits and the things that we do set us up for that. But if we're not willing to step into the identity of who we want to be, it's really hard for us to get there.
And I like to put, I love that, put on a new identity, because I do think you kind of have to, I remember years ago when I first started speaking, I had called somebody who was a speaker coach and I said, I was talking about what I had done and I was like, oh, I had done, you know, I was a former educator, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, you are an educator. You're not a former educator. You are an educator. You're an educator for life. You educate in different facets of your life. And then he talked about that. Like, it's not that you want to be a speaker. You are a speaker. Start introducing yourself as a speaker. Yes. And you know, it's just part of that. And so when I went to this conference that I went to recently, called the Permission Slip Conference, it was about giving yourself permission to already inhabit whatever it is that you most strive to be. And you're a speaker because you're there learning how to be a better speaker. Mm-hmm. And there's a version of you that speaks your truth, right? So Anyway, that makes a lot of sense. I love that, Carrie. Thank you for that.
Yes, yes. I want to share something else that another speaker really spoke into quite a bit. And I think this is applicable for everyone. And this was from William Branham. He's a Navy SEAL. He served in the Navy for 26 years. He was a SEAL for 23 of those 26 years. And so he talked a lot about what it takes to have a Navy SEAL mindset. And as we started diving into this topic, it was so enlightening to me, because as he was training to be a SEAL, let's think about this. We all know that the Navy SEALs have the hardest training of anything out there, right? They are the experts. They are the premier. They are it. They're the elite. And they're the elite because very few people can actually become a Navy SEAL. So we were talking about that. And he said when he was training, there were certain things that he had to do for the test. We all have heard about the test, how long and how hard it is. And so as he was training to pass the test, the standards of which he was given. So for example, if it was, I'm going to make some numbers up here. So let's say it was 100 pull-ups, right? He trained to do 100 pull-ups. Where he failed, because he did fail the first time, he was really struggling with this, was that he was training for 100 pull-ups, not 200 pull-ups, right? So we must be able to raise our standards in order to be the elite. And as we got talking about this, I said, well, then what made you then successful? He said, I had to go back to basics. I had to go back to basics. And when he got into some situations that were very difficult during his tenure, which was, there were some things, you know, obviously he can't tell you, but he was literally commissioned by the President of the United States to pull off a mission. And I said, how did you do that? And he said, I had to go back to the foundational basics of training for me to be able to stay in a calm state, to have the mental fortitude and the strength to pull this off. And a lot of times, Angie, what we find is we forget ourselves, even though we're not Navy SEALs, perhaps, right? Maybe you are, but most likely you're not. We have to remember that we got to go back to the basics. And the basics is taking care of yourself first, doing things that edify you, doing routines and behaviors, and having the mindset. And William will teach you how to have a mindset of a Navy SEAL, and showing you how the fortitude of that comes within. Huh. And we got to be able to get out of our own way. And that's sometimes very hard for people, which is why there's coaches like us that are out there to help you get there.
Yeah, I like that a lot, actually. That's really good. You know, raising your standards and not just doing what it takes to get by, but doing what it takes to go above and beyond. And I like the idea of going back to the basics, because sometimes also I think going back to the basics keeps us grounded. Like, let's say you're a speaker and you've spoken in front of hundreds of people, and then one day you're speaking in front of thousands. We'll go back to the basics. What is it that made you a good speaker in front of those hundreds? It's those same qualities that are going to make you a good speaker in front of the thousands, right? So that's a good one, Carrie. I'm loving this. So what, you know, let's pause for a minute. Give me something else that really stood out to you when you were talking to people. What is it that was like, hey, things that I never thought about that would help me not just settle, not just continue to go through the motions, but how do I actually achieve in 2024?
Yes. Well, leaders are never late, right? Leaders are always early. And we forget this. And so when we want to rise above, when we want to make a significant change, we have to know that we must adopt this kind of earlier mindset. And this isn't exactly new, but we know that if we get up early in the morning, we get the good quality sleep, we eat the right foods, we take care of ourselves, and we avoid things that don't prohibit us to be that person that we're desiring to be, that we actually become almost of a superpower. We gain the superpower that we need to tap into. And, you know, it's amazing to me because a lot of the attendees, you know, I have a questionnaire for a lot of them. And what I was hearing back is this procrastination, not able to be consistent. And let me tell you something about consistency. It is the answer to almost everything that will get us to where we want to be. When we chip away at something, I call that personally, everyday effort equals expansion. It's part of my DECIDE model of change that I take my clients through. But when we do everyday effort, effort is the key word here, and every day. When we do something every day and we put the effort in, even if it's 2 minutes, and you're going through the routine of being consistent with yourself, you will make progress. George Bryant talked about this in his talk. He talked about, he made a commitment to himself. He was on a big weight loss journey. He lost 82 pounds. He said, I'm going to go to the gym for 30 days straight. I'm not going to miss a day. Well, guess what? Let me rephrase that. He said, I'm going to go to the gym for 30 days straight. He didn't actually say, I'm going to go in the gym. And there's a reason for this. So out of the 30 days, he went in and worked out 25. The other five, he still went to the gym. He just didn't get out of the car.
Nope.
One day he bawled. He just had a meltdown. One day he was in the middle of listening to a podcast and he just wanted to hear the rest of the podcast. The other day he sat in silence and watched others walk in. But the key here is that he had the fortitude to know that habit of actually driving to the gym and being consistent was staying true to himself, and he was raising his standards. And guess what happened? Then it became part of who he was. He had to buy into the idea of the new identity. His behaviors had to follow. He had to add the consistency in, even if he didn't walk into the gym. And by doing this, he then developed this new habit, put on this new identity of being someone who works out on a regular basis, that takes care of himself. And guess what? Here we are. Time has passed, maybe a year or so, but he lost 82 pounds, and is in the best shape of his life. And by the way, he is a former Marine, and you can't even believe like how amazing this guy looks. It's unbelievable, but it's the consistency is the key.
Well, and I like the fact that he gave himself permission to sit outside the gym too, to have a meltdown, to say, hey, I just want to listen to this podcast, to say, hey, those things matter more. But to your point, he was still consistent. He drove to the gym. He didn't create self-doubt or shame himself like, oh, I never do what I say I'm going to do. I say I'm going to do it, but then I don't follow through. He did follow through. And I like that he gave himself some you know, latitude around what that looks like, because I don't think exercising every single day is the best thing for us. Some days we do need to just sit in our car and cry. And some days listening to that podcast is going to get us further. But consistency is everything. So I think that's key. It's consistency in the way we show up, getting up at the same time. You know, there's many ways we create routine, Carrie, that I feel like gives us a sense of safety. And I think if you think about that, if you think about the ways that you create safety in your life by being consistent, it makes you realize the areas where you're not, why those things don't feel as good. Almost like putting on a shirt that's too tight or no longer fits because you just haven't been consistent in your effort. And so you're like, I got to think about this. So I like that. So far, if I'm going through, we talked about procrastination, the inner bully. We talked about putting on a new identity, like a new suit. Mm-hmm. We talked about what it takes to have a Navy SEAL mindset, which is to raise your standards and not just, you know, do the average. And we talked about that word consistency. So is there anything else that you were like, oh, I have to share this, that really stood out to me?
Yeah, you know, it's really about ending mediocrity and complacency. And that's really what we're talking about here. When we talk about stop settling, it's getting out of a gray area. You know, I talk so much about gray area drinking being one of them, but we have gray areas in our marriages, in our career, in our health, our spirituality. We have gray areas all around us. And when we get to a point of settling, saying, you know what, this is as good as it'll get, this is just how it is, you know, kind of that acceptance, I want to just, you know, take someone and shake them and say, no, we're not going to settle for complacency. As a matter of fact, one of the speakers, Katie and Michelle, she had the best saying. She said, I'm allergic to mediocrity. And I was like, yes, like that's so good, right? That's so good. We don't want to be stuck in this place of just existing. Life is so short. And this is why this summit exists, right? I wanted to shake people up and say, you know what? 2024 is the year. We're going to kiss 2023 goodbye here in just another few weeks. And we are moving on to 2024. And I'm telling you, this is the year. This is the one that we can make the difference for us, right? And this is about you. This is about how much you're willing to do for yourself. This is about you putting on that new identity of change. That's about you finally crushing these goals that you've had for yourself. And guess what? It doesn't all have to be in the month of January, right? Take your time. Take your time as you're going through some of these goals. I don't actually like the word goals, by the way, Angie. I like the word intentions. When we focus on intentions, it is about daily, little incremental things that we're doing. When we have daily intentions, for example, those are micro wins that get us to the goal. Yes. So if we focus on the intentions, we have this desire to want to make that change, then we can reach our goals. But if we have this big lofty goal sitting out in front of us and we don't reach it, guess what? The inner bully comes back. Stacy's right next to me again, like, you can't do it. I'm like, shut up, Stacy, get in the passenger seat, right? We have all this inner dialogue. So give yourself a break. Give yourself a break and know that just by having this desire and making those intentions will get you to where it is you want to go. So that's what I have to say.
Well, you know, Carrie, I feel like you and I together, we have, it's so funny when you listen to Carrie and I talk on the phone, we actually talk like this to each other on the phone. And yes. So it's not like we're just doing this for you. These are our talks. And I feel like these are the talks that I have with all women that are in my circle. And this is the talk that I had at the permission sub conference I just went to. It's the talk that I had with Carrie when she started doing this Stop Settling, Start Achieving Summit. I surround myself with people who want to have these talks, people who want to talk about getting rid of the inner bully, people who want to talk about being consistent, people who want to talk about raising the bar and being your best. Because for me personally, I'm never done and I'm never 100% comfortable. I just want to keep, as long as I'm here, making an impact and shifting the way that I make an impact. And so, and I know all of you are like that too. So Carrie, before you go, can you just tell them if they do want to listen to the summit, where they go to listen?
Yeah, you can sign up still at summit.graytonic.com. And gray is G-R-A-Y. So summit.graytonic.com. You'll find it. You can listen in. You'll get a daily email with the speakers. And then if you want to go back and listen to some of them you missed, you'll have that opportunity as well.
Awesome. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for coming on. Thanks to all of you for listening. And really my goal for you is let's not settle in 2024. Let's achieve, let's do our best, and let's stand by one another, because you know what? The more we unite, the further we're going to get. So I will see you next week.